Well, good morning, everyone. You may be seated. Thank you for what you shared this morning already. What was shared this morning already, it was a blessing to hear what God was doing in your lives. The topic that I have was planned to share this morning birthed from an incident that happened a while back. There was a salesperson shows up at our place. And, of course, you know how it goes. They want to charge you really high prices. And usually, or often, you're not too interested in what they have to sell anyway. But after he left, I was wondering what would have changed if Jesus would have been there. So I looked into some of the examples we have of Jesus in the Gospels. The first account that I have here is the woman at Jacob's well. So she was a Samaritan, and the Samaritans were not looked on very highly at all by the Jews of that day, because they were crossed between Jew and Gentile. I don't know how you say that, but so, and they didn't believe. They didn't believe in I don't think they believed in the prophets, or the only part of the Bible that they would have believed in was the Pentateuch. And so it was kind of a mix of, their religion was kind of a mix of the Jews' lethargy and the other nations' gods. So they were never really accepted by the Jews. And so it was one of these women that came there to the well with Jesus. I'm going to read here in John 4, verse 3 to 28. John chapter 4, verse 3. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence, then, hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whoso drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus saith unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that saidst thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city. She called the men there, the people of the city, out. So, the first thought I had here is there was a lot of the Jews, especially the Pharisees, I think, of that day, would have crossed the Jordan and gone around Samaria rather than going through it. But verse 4 here says, and he must needs go through Samaria. There was a divine appointment God had planned there to meet with this woman there at the well. And if he would have evaded the opportunity, if he would have went around Samaria, he would not have had the opportunity to speak with the woman there. The next thing here that I see is Jesus was willing to humble himself and ask a service of her. He said, give me to drink. And we see a little bit of how wrong this was for a Jew to ask somebody, a Samaritan, to do something for them. Because the woman says, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? And then we see, too, the disciples were, in verse 27, they weren't sure what was going on here, why he was talking with this woman. He just didn't do that. But Jesus was willing to humble himself there and not only speak with her, but ask her to serve him. If he would not have done that, he would not have had the opportunity to talk to her about the living water there in verse 10. And also, their conversation eventually got to the place where he was able to tell her she didn't know what she was worshiping, and explain to her how that worked, how that was there. And also, in doing that, he opened the door of opportunity to speak to a bunch of the town people. And it says there in verse 39 to 40 how he spake to the town people, and there were many more that believed because of listening to him. But another thing I noticed then in verse 40, it says, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. Can I take time to, out of my schedule, for people that I think, that I feel are less than myself, or anybody for that matter? Do I have time to just talk to them about Christ, and about, or am I too busy? That was a challenge to me. He just took time right out of his schedule, 2 whole days, it says he was talking with them there. The next thing I have is about Zacchaeus in Luke 19. I'll just read verse 1 to 10 here. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus saith unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, forasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I had to think here with this. So he was a publican. They were tax collectors. And the tax collectors in that day were not known for honesty. They would, if I understand right, they would raise the taxes and pocket any extra that they charged the people. And so as it says here in verse 2, he was the chief among the publicans or tax collectors, and he was rich. So he was another one of those people that was very despised in that day. And so, but Jesus was willing to stop there and look and call him out of the tree to go to his house and have him serve him. It says here too that everybody murmured against him, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. So they viewed Zacchaeus as a sinner, the tax collectors. And in that day also, there was a sense of mutual acceptance when you would go and eat with somebody at a table. So again, here we see Christ humbled himself. He took time out of his schedule to go speak to, take time for a sinner, a publican, somebody that was very despised, somebody that was looked down on, somebody that was, they were not respected at all. And then we see in verse, it obviously had an effect on Zacchaeus, because it says in verse 8, Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. That's quite a commitment there, to give half of his goods to the poor, and anything that he did dishonestly, he was going to give back fourfold. And Jesus recognized that as not just something he was saying. He wasn't just saying it just to sound good. It says in verse 9, Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. And so it was a blessing there to see that Jesus was just able to take time for the people that were socially just looked down on, despised, maybe even hated. There's another, one more account that I would like to look at in Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 45. So Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 45. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. So here again we see somebody from a group of people that weren't necessarily despised, but they were, by the law, supposed to be shunned. They were supposed to be put out without the camp. Leviticus 13, 45 and 46 says it there, how they were supposed to be put out of the city. They were supposed to be live by themselves. They were supposed, when they walked through the streets, they were supposed to cry, unclean, unclean. And I can only imagine this man was doing what the law told him to do, but crying unclean and all that. But Jesus, instead of avoiding him, let him come close enough to feel his agony, to feel his sorrow, his misery, says in verse 41, And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him. And that was something that was just, you just don't do that to a leper. You don't touch them. They were unclean. You made yourself unclean that way. But Jesus was willing to touch him. But that's not all he did. He healed him then. But, so, here again we see how he was able, Jesus humbled himself and was willing to bend down and feel the pain, the misery of hurting people, take time for them. But I also wanted to talk about, I'm not actually going to go there, the rich young man. He was probably somebody who was well respected in the society. He was looked up to. And he was living the law the way the law told him to live. He was a lawyer. He had everything put together. But Jesus didn't treat him any different. He came there and he did the same thing. He loved him, told him the truth, and he didn't accept what he was asked to do. But we see there how Jesus, he didn't treat him any different as a wealthy, prominent man. Mark 10:21 says, "And Jesus, beholding him, loved him." And it was just a challenge to my own heart. How do I treat the people that I consider less than? Do I avoid them, or do they feel the love of Christ who I claim to serve? It's so easy to say that we serve Christ, to say that we love Christ, and then not love our neighbor as he asked us to. And am I willing to be served by or in any way show acceptance to them? And do I get close enough to them to feel the pain and the misery of sin and defeat in their lives? So that was just some of my ponderings over the last couple weeks. I hope it can be a blessing to you. And that's all I had.